Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
I will follow the short form. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, prepared again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone laid across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and see what had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. There's always a purpose in life, right? The plan of God is different for man. If someone tells you your dear ones or your dear one is sick, if you can, will you go at once? Will you? You get a ticket first. In the afternoon, you go straight home, right? You know what Jesus did? He knew Lazarus were very sick. Yes, very sick. Correct. And he waited 2 more days. Not reasonable, right? Wait 2 more days. When he arrived, it takes time to go. No, not just 2 days. It takes two days again to walk. So arriving, Lazarus was dead for 4 days already. 4 days. At times we can see what exactly the mind of God. Many times we ask, help, Lord, come to help us. As if he's silent, hidden, as if nothing happened. Is it true? That's not. There's a purpose. Just because Lazarus is dead for 4 days, now if he died just the very first day, he said, oh, maybe he just fainted. 4 days, stage. Everybody knows it, can smell it. Nazareth, come out. You know what he did? He gave life to people, but he himself received death. Because of he rise, he put Lazarus to life. So all the scribes, high priests, decided this time, don't wait, put him to death. They didn't see the value of life. They protect themselves. Because they are afraid many, many people will go towards following Jesus, and then nobody will follow the teachers of the law. You know, for them, they want to protect themselves. Selfishness. They don't see. So many times, even truth before you, you couldn't see. Not because you don't see, because you're selfish. You don't love enough. Jesus loved to the extent to die for one another. Of course, another lesson for the people to know. Few more days, he will die. And he will be risen, right? Just to tell them, the apostles, the disciples, I'm life, I'm the resurrection. So by the time when Jesus is dead, put also in the tomb, 3 days, he was risen. Even then, some disciples didn't believe at all. Magdalene is the first one at the tomb. She met Jesus, resurrected. And Jesus asked her, tell my brothers, I will see them. She became a messenger. God's plan is so different. Everybody is is the messenger of the Lord. You see, all the way, you can't judge whatever is God is happening, but still we know God is love. And he said, I am the resurrection. That means if there's no death, there's no resurrection, right? If there's no death, there's no love. That's why Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. The way he loved, he died for us. So he wants us to love one another to the extent that we can die for your friend, not only for your beloved, for any people. Your life is to be shared. Our life is like the communion, the host, being consumed by the people, giving life to people. This is our life. So no matter what you're doing in life, you are him. You are another Christ. Being consumed, you're ready to die for one another. Only in death you have the resurrection. Resurrection means new life. We are all old in a certain sense. That's why St. Paul says, let me every day put out my old self and dress the new self. That's the meaning. This death doesn't mean really you are just died. Death means a soul. If you have no life, no love, you are dead. For Jesus, life for him, death on earth doesn't matter. Because another chance, there was a little girl, 12 years old, she's dead. Many people said, no, sir, Jesus, you don't have to come. She's dead. What Jesus says? She's asleep. Even Nazareth, he said, well, let's go to see him. He's sleeping. Real death is our soul. No life, no love. That's really dead. Jesus gives us life. That means we have to share his life. Of course, we are weak. That's why he gives us the Blessed Sacrament. So that we can understand better. Among ourselves at least. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. Because Jesus is present in each person. Do you believe that? A fortiori, even now we all receive the Blessed Sacrament, and still you hate one another. You're in death or in life? What do you think? Life or death? If you still hate a person next to you, it's dead. No life. You're breathing, but it's not life. Before, in the eyes of the Lord, in Jesus, I am the resurrection and life. I am the resurrection. We are all human beings. We are all can make many, many, many mistakes. We can sin many, many times. It's important. Start again. Start again, start again. This is our Passover. Of course, Jesus' Passover is once and for all. But we have to go through as a passage of Passover. Every moment, we have to pass from death to life. From old self to the new self. From selfishness to surface without boundary. We are all called for this, and we have all the graces for this. If you say no, that means you don't want to take part, or you don't believe at all, or even you don't have that faith. You are not following Jesus at all. If you say you follow Jesus and you still hate your person next to you or someone you dislike, and you don't even make an effort, you are dead, a real dead. No life. So let us ask Jesus. Maybe at times we can hear him, but he's still watching us. As if we are dead, the Nazareth, as if Jesus is still 2 days away, far away. In his mind, we are there. I don't think that 2 days Jesus didn't think about Nazareth. Of course, they're good friends, but just an opportunity to witness that he is God, he is Son of God. So, since all we are all sons or daughters of the Lord, we are always, no matter where we go, with life. But this life, before real life, we have to die our old self, forgetting things of the past, moment by moment, start again, right this moment. Don't tell yourself, I'm already sitting here for many years. As if it's the first time you sit in this place, if it's the first time you sit for the Mass, or as if the last time. Unique time, treasure it. Don't wander your mind away, stuck with Jesus. Only in Jesus you have life. Let him call you out. Come out and stand up. Hear his voice. He gives us life. Trust is infinite love for each one of us. We believe in his love. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We believe in God, Father Almighty.